Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, chartered surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In this week's podcast, I take a look at the new RICS Valuation Global Standards UK National Supplement 2023 edition. This is essential listening for all APC and associate RICS candidates and chartered surveyors undertaking valuation work in the UK. Head to our website to find a link to the full guidance and UK National Supplement on the RICS website. The new UK National Supplement has been updated following the independent valuation review led by Peter Pereira Gray. Concerns raised by the review included valuation reliability, valuer independence, and market dynamics. So, the UK National Supplement does not replace the Red Book Global. It is instead intended to be applied alongside this where UK valuation work is being undertaken. In several places, the UK National Supplement cross-references the Red Book Global, so it's worth having both open on screen to avoid any misunderstandings. When reading the UK National Supplement, anything in bold is set out to be a mandatory requirement. All other guidance, i.e. not in bold, is advisory or best practice. The new edition applies from the 1st of May 2024, and RICS have confirmed that there will be a two-year transitional period in relation to the UK VPS3 valuer rotation policy, i.e. from the 1st of May 2024 until the 30th of April 2026. During this time, existing engagements can continue even if they breach the mandatory requirements of the updated UK VPS 3.3. This will allow valuation firms and clients time to make new arrangements. So how is the UK National Supplement structured? There are various introductory sections, including a helpful glossary of technical terms. There's then one UK professional standard, UK PS1, which is about compliance with valuation standards in the UK. There are three UK valuation technical and performance standards, VPS. UK VPS 1 and 2 relate to terms of engagement and reporting, the second in relation to Scotland, and UK VPS 3 relates to regulated purpose valuations, and more about the changes later on. There are 17 UK valuation practice guidance applications, VPGAs, covering a wide range of matters, such as UK VPGA 10, valuation for commercial secured lending purposes, and UK VPGA 11, valuation of UK residential property. So what major changes have been made in the new edition? So a wide number of changes have been made, some minor and some major. We'll focus on the main ones today, although I will give you a brief overview of some of the minor ones. Whilst UK VPS 1 and 2 have not been substantially updated, UK VPS 3 has been completely overhauled. This relates to valuations for regulated purposes, so where there is third-party reliance on the valuation advice. This includes valuations for financial reporting, inclusion in prospectuses or circulars issued by UK companies, in connection with takeovers and mergers, for authorised collective investment schemes, and for unauthorised and unregulated collective investment schemes. Please see UK VPGA 1 and 2 for further detail on these purposes. UK VPS 3 does not include valuations for accepted purposes defined under VPS 1 to 5 of the Red Book Global, such as for internal purposes only, secured lending valuations, or financial reporting valuations relating to the UK public sector. UK VPS 3 seeks to deal with conflicts of interest, particularly where a valuer or their firm is involved with the introduction and or acquisition and then the regulated purpose valuation of the same property. As a mandatory requirement, a valuer cannot undertake a regulated purpose valuation if the property or properties were acquired by the client within 12 months of the valuation date and the valuer or their firm received an introductory fee or negotiated the purchase. The only exception to this mandatory rule is if an unrelated firm has valued the property for the same client after the acquisition completed. This fact must then be clearly stated in the regulated purpose valuation report. For all regulated purpose valuations, additional disclosures must be made under UK VPS 3.2. the total fees paid by the client proportionate to the turnover of the valuation firm in the preceding 12 months, effectively stated within a 5% range. A statement disclosing the nature and duration of the client relationship and previous work undertaken, and if there is no prior relationship, then this should be clearly stated. Another major change relates to UK VPS 3.3, which introduces a mandatory valuer rotation policy for regulated valuations. This policy applies to each asset being valued and must be clearly stated in the valuation firm's terms of engagement. In simple terms, for a regulated purpose valuation of one asset, a single responsible valuer can be engaged for up to 5 years before they must be rotated. A valuation firm can be engaged for up to 10 years before they must be rotated. A valuation firm cannot agree to be engaged for more than 5 years before they must be rotated, and there must be a minimum 3-year period before re-engagement. Deviation from this is only permitted in exceptional circumstances and where RICS regulation have been notified. UK VPS 3.4 also sets out requirements relating to the valuation firm's instruction from a suitable authority within the client organisation, together with any benefit or direct fee that the client may receive as a result of the valuation. Confidentiality and data security requirements are also reiterated. UK VPS 3.5 provides guidance on applying PS 2 of the Red Book Global relating to preliminary advice and draft reports for regulated purpose valuations. All discussions with the client must be recorded on the file, evidencing that the valuer and the valuation firm have not been unduly biased or their advice compromised by the client. Any adjustment to a valuation figure following a conversation with the client must be fully justified and recorded on file. In terms of the amendments to the UK VPGAs, we recommend reviewing those which specifically relate to your area of valuation practice. Some are, of course, fairly specialist and will only be relevant to a smaller pool of valuers. In respect of the UK VPGAs, minor amendments have been made to: 1. Clarification of various issues and updating the guidance to reflect recent RICS guidance. 3. Updating relating to the regulatory framework changes, such as Basel 3. 9. Clarification on the minimum requirements relating to information for auditors. 10. A paragraph on sustainability and ESG has been added in. And 5, 7, 14, 15 and 16, minor issues only, have been clarified. Major amendments have been made to: 2, amendments relating to external regulatory changes at the FCA and Takeover Panel have been incorporated. 4, has been completely rewritten to provide clarity and transparency on the valuation of local authority assets for accounting purposes. Substantial changes in 6 made based on the new RICS professional standard existing use value for UK public sector financial statements. 8 has substantial changes reflecting the Charities Act 2022. 11 has been broadened onto all UK residential property valuation, not just secured lending valuations. And former UK VPGAs 12 and 13 have been incorporated into 11. 17 has guidance updated to include specific issues for Northern Ireland and Scotland. And in 18, it has been deleted completely. This related to UK affordable rent and market rent under the Housing Act in a regulatory context. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.